Tenth stop, Convent of San Francesco. The impressive marble tombstone stands just outside the village walls and is a reminder of the Convent of Franciscans, which was demolished when Napoleon Bonaparte suppressed all religious orders in 1808. Historical evidence tells us that it was made up of two refectories, one large and one small, some cloisters, a bell tower, four living areas and a Gothic-style church with five naves. Today, all that is left are the living quarters and the large refectory, adapted into a chapel by St. Joseph's nuns, who settled in the building. The ancient convent, built around 1220, had been the cultural and political center of the city for centuries. The Council of 100 and the Council of 25 took place there, and the scribe friars would transcribe official documents. There was also an archive, a rich library, and inside the church the tombs of the princes of the Achaia dynasty, who had been in power during the 14th and 15th centuries. For a long time these tombs were thought to have been lost, but it was later discovered that they had been spared from destruction, thanks to a series of building works carried out by the monks themselves. The psalms were then found where they had been relocated, within San Maurizio in 1898, and a tombstone was then placed there as a memorial. At the bottom of the tombstone one can see the current crest of Pinerolo, which shows a pine tree on a background of stripes, and a crown above it. Now carry on down the hill and go to the 11th stop,